boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
God, I hate to do this to you.
What?
Remember, was it a year ago? Maybe less than a year ago. We had that thing, or maybe I had that thing, where I had to go every 2 weeks to go get a Post Malone cup.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
From that fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I told you about it every 2 weeks. I was like, hey, look at my new Post Malone cup.
Dude, it was insane. You were planning your entire days around this. You were making a fool of yourself, asking the drive-thru employees if you could take the promotional cardboard cutouts when they were finished with it.
Well, we got a round two.
Oh my God.
Now, the fast food restaurant's not doing anything with Post Malone. No, no, no. There's a new company that is teaming up with Post Malone. So I get to make a fool of myself again.
Who is it?
You like them, and it is Poppy. Well, actually, I think you like Olipop.
Oh, I like both of them.
Do
it's
you?
The like prebiotic soda.
Yes, okay. Well, Posty is teaming up with Poppy. Isn't that funny? Posty's teaming up with Poppy. And he's actually their new investor and ambassador.
What?
And he said, gave up soda until I found Poppy. And he's got a new, well, it's not new, but they have wild berry as a flavor.
Oh, I've never tried.
But if you can find it, it will say Posty's soda. So I am on the lookout because, again, they've already had wild berry out, but there's a new design that says Posty's soda on it. And I know this because Cougars for Post Malone, the fan group on Facebook, has been posting about it, and I've been on the hunt for it. Most of them have been saying in the Cougars for Post Malone fan group on Facebook, have been saying it's in at 7-Elevens. Fred Meyer, apparently, I think it's a grocery store.
Yeah.
Kroger, again, a grocery store we don't have here. I think it's all down south. They're all there. So I have texted people I know who are in Texas, and I said, be on the lookout. I need you to be looking. I have already went to Target this weekend. I've went to Hy-Vee this weekend looking for the Wildberry Post Malone version.
Is his face on it, or it just says in very small print that we're supposed to be able to see?
It says, I'll tell you, it says Posty. Actually, I have a picture of it. Hold on. So it says Posty soda on it. And then what it also has, hold on one second. I have tons of pictures. So it says Posty soda at the top.
And then it is small for anybody that's wondering.
And then on the back side, it's got a little description like of why he likes this soda. And then it has his autograph. Obviously.
Printed on.
But I need it because I already have Bud Light with his face on it. And then I have another beer with his face on it. This will go with my collection, Taylor. I need it. I need this drink.
Oh, it sounds like you might need a road trip for it.
I know.
Because none of the places that said they had it are here.
I went to Hy-Vee and they had 6 locations of this wild berry poppy. And none of those 6 locations, like in that one and one store, I went to the Mount Vernon one, in the one location, they had 6 spots of it. None of them had the Posty soda. Also, on top of it, they're doing a nationalwide, I don't know what you want to call it, competition to get free tickets to see him. Did I enter? You're darn tuned right, and I did.
Oh my God. Well, I
did
guess.
Did it look sketchy? You're darn tuned right, and I did.
Oh no.
Did I give them my information? You're darn tuned right, and I did.
So, okay. I'll keep my eyes out, is what I'll say.
Please do.
But if I find it, then you owe me something.
I'll give you my left arm.
No.
A kidney.
No.
My first kid.
I'm going to find it because that's how this works. I'll find it because I'm not looking for it.
I know you
and
will.
And then I will hold it over your head until you give me something of value.
No, I'll give you my foot.
I don't want your body, believe it or not.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, is everybody in right now?
In their office with the door closed?
Or your earbuds in, or this is a moment of privacy. Because I don't want anybody to get in trouble. But I want to make sure we're on the same page with this word that now exists. Okay, and it is called Foductivity.
It has the word duck in it.
That's not what this is
about. I don't know. I just thought that was
funny. It's like productivity, but the opposite. Foductivity. It's not meant to be funny at all. I'm going to continue. I don't know what your problem is over there.
Yeah, you ever hear a word and it's just funny? That's just one of those.
Well, 1 in 3 workers in a new poll have admitted to foductivity. This is not where I expected this to go.
Sorry, that's a funny word.
What it means is it's making it look like you're being productive when you're not really doing much.
Oh, God, I do this all the time. I mean, what?
Okay. So there's obviously different levels to this. There's like claiming you worked hours that you didn't. That's maybe a little bit more extreme. I have seen people using, I think mostly people who work remotely, use a mouse jiggler app.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that on TikTok.
What is that about? I've never heard of that.
I've seen it on TikTok that they're like talking about how they have like, they're like, oh, I got the mouse working or whatever. And the mouse is like moving for them.
Yeah, so that you don't actually have to be working. It doesn't really work if you work in an office, but I don't know. Foductivity. I'm glad you got a kick out of it.
I just, that word is hilarious.
I hope that you never get accused of this
because
the minute you get pulled in and they're like, well, it seems that your foductivity is at an all-time high.
And I would start laughing.
Yeah, you'd get fired on sight.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Man, did we fall into a trap this weekend, me and my mom. We were out shopping for really nothing, which is honestly problem number one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the Trifecta, actually. We hit the Trifecta. Well, no, I guess a little bit different than yours. We did the Target, we did the Hobby Lobby, we did the Home Goods.
Well, almost the Trifecta, basically.
And Home Goods specifically, there is something in the Halloween decorations. Okay. And me and my mom were not the only ones that had this issue. As soon as we walked in with a cart, there was another lady who was like, oh, sorry, like I'm in your way. And we're like, no, you're good. She's like, I've been in here for 2 hours. I have to go. We're like, okay, pop off, queen. Like she had a cart full of Halloween stuff. She clearly had been like doing the thing. And immediately, me and my mom were like sucked into this vortex of Halloween decorations. We're up and down the aisles 6 different times. My mom has never been a Halloween decorator. It's just not really her thing. The cart's filling up with spooky things.
Oh my
God. Spiders and spooky books and witches and such. And we run into another lady who's like, it's like mesmerizing over here. How are you supposed to leave without anything? And my mom's like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know who she was at this point. She was a zombie. Completely got taken advantage of. I was like, I don't know how anybody makes it out of here without buying a bunch of stuff because it's just like addicting.
I get it. I used to be that girl. That used to be me, especially hitting up the Trifecta. But I think what's different about me this year is that I actually sold all my Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about that. I completely got rid of everything. And I am going with a different mindset this year. And that is a theme. And if you don't fit my theme, you don't go in my cart, which has helped me not get stuck in that little vortex.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theme.
Which is pink, right?
Pink. And then I really, really like try to narrow it down to pink ghost.
Oh,
and if it's not pink, if it's not pink and ghost, you don't make it in the cart.
Mm.
And that really helps, dude. I'm telling you, it so helps. You got to go in with a theme.
There was no telling my mom that though, because she
was already stuck. She should have went. You should have told her a theme before she wins it, because you can't go in halfway with a theme. You got to go in before with a theme.
Right. Well, it started with spooky books that she found, books of spells and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my God, your dad's going to kill me if I bring this home. And I was like, well, don't do that. And then she was like, but I like these spiders and I like this cauldron. And I was like, I can't tell her or she might like yell at me like I'm 5 in the middle of the store. I don't want to cross that
bridge. You don't want to do that. Yeah.
I can't tell her. I can't tell her what to do.
Well, next time, tell her a theme. I'm telling you, a theme works.
I don't
Christmas, she needs a theme. Because I think your mom's crazy about Christmas, isn't she?
She's crazy about everything. That's why I shouldn't be invited back, because the next time I will be the victim with my own cart full.
Theme. Red and green. Wow, crap. Everything is red and green for Christmas.
You're
doomed.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, there's those stores that you just like can't trust your partner in.
Yeah.
Because once you enter that store, they're going to be lost. And there goes $300.
Me and Target every time.
Yeah, me, Target, me, Ulta. You know, like, you can't trust me in there, right? Because I'll get lost. Somehow I end up in a black hole. Next thing I know, I'm in the checkout and I'm spending $300.
It's very scary.
Yeah, well, you know, that's neighbor man, obviously, at like Best Buy, right? Like,
yeah.
God, don't send him there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've seen it before. And I never in a million years would think the exact same thing would happen at a pumpkin patch.
What?
No, seriously, Taylor. He blacked out at a pumpkin patch. I told him I really wanted to go pick pumpkins and, you know, do the basic,
of course,
girl thing, in the fall. And I wanted to go pick pumpkins. And so he said we could do that this weekend. And I just wanted to pick one pumpkin, one for me and one for neighbor man. Mm-hmm. Because my goal was that, I don't know, probably, I don't know, October, November, we're going to carve those pumpkins.
Right.
Because that's what I want to do. That's all I wanted was one each. Next thing I know, he's like, well, we got to get this pumpkin and this white one and this green one and this white and yellow one. And next thing I know, we got like 12 pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And I never in a million years thought that that's who he was. I think that's something you need to discuss on the first date, is how many pumpkins are you? I don't know. But
was it just the different colors? He was like, I need all the variety.
Oh my God, we were getting all sorts of, I wish I knew pumpkins. We were getting all sorts of shapes and sizes of pumpkins and colors, and he wanted it all, Taylor. He blacked out at the pumpkin patch, and we got every single pumpkin because he was like, every stair to our house.
Oh, he had a plan. That's what I was going to ask.
He had a plan.
Oh my God.
He had a plan. He was like, every step to the house is going to have a pumpkin. And I was like, I think we only have like 3 steps. No, he knew how many. We had more than 3 steps, apparently.
Oh, he had counted beforehand.
I think so. I thought we only had 3 steps to our house. No, I think we have like 4 or 5. I don't know. Apparently enough for every pumpkin that we had. But we bought 12. I kid you not.
Now, you know what? This is great. This is really great news, because now you have some leverage. The next time he goes, whoa, babe, you went a little crazy there at the store. It's a lot of bags. All you need to say is,
what happened at the pumpkin patch?
You remember the pumpkin patch?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Kind of wondering when the leaves are going to start changing. You know, it's green out there still. The grass is a little brown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready for the trees to do their thing.
I will tell you.
What do you know?
I was on the phone with Mother Nature. No,
I don't know.
I will tell you, I was in your hometown. Good old Anamosa yesterday. What did I tell you? I was at
the state penitentiary.
Well, I wasn't. Well, yes, but
you act just like paying a visit, or
no. You're changing the subject a little too fast for me. I was there, yes, but I said I was where you got your senior pictures. Where was that?
That is Wapsie Park.
Thank you. And I was next to, I don't know, a cave of some sort, like the ice cave. Does that tell you anything?
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad you know. And as I was next to said ice cave, I looked up at a tree and I saw a leaf fall.
And just I go, one singular leaf.
Yes. And I go, it's time.
It is. It should be
I'm
time.
Just telling you, it's time.
The first day of fall officially.
I officially saw one leaf fall. It is time.
6 days from now.
We have to wait 6 more days.
Well, no, that's the first official day of fall is 6 days from now.
Still 6 more days.
I just am like, in these 6 days, are we going to start seeing some fall?
I saw it this weekend.
One leaf. I don't want one leaf. I want the reds. I want the burgundies.
It was a yellow leaf. Mm-hmm. It had already changed its color. It was gone. It was moving on. It had ended its life.
A little early. They're ahead of the pack. So everybody else is behind.
It's an early bloomer. 6 days early.
I hate that so much.
It was just one leaf. That was it.
Okay. I hope the rest of...
The rest will come in 6 days.
Brothers and sisters come in 6 days.
What's something you enjoy that you never thought you would? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. You are never going to believe that I enjoy car shows.
What?
Dude.
Like vroom vroom?
Vroom vroom, girl.
Okay.
Vroom vroom. Yeah. So
Was it because of the men?
No. Shockingly, no. No, let me explain. So, okay, what happened is neighbor man's dad has this, girl, I'm gonna butcher it. He has this like older car. It's a Pontiac something of another, okay? Mm-hmm. Convertible type car thingy-majigger, okay? See, I don't even know what I'm talking about. And when his dad showed me this car, it was like, I think I'm in love with old cars.
Okay.
And I told neighbor man, I was like, someday, you got to get your dad to take us out on this thing. And then he did. Took us out on the town in that car. And I was like, I'm in love with old cars. And I was like, neighbor man, someday, can we go to a car show? I want to scratch this itch. I want to see if I really am into old cars.
Okay, yeah.
I want to go to a car show, and I just want to see if I am interested in them, okay? So, and then he told his dad that. And then his dad was like, okay, well, there's a car show coming up in Monticello in September. You want to come? And I was like, yeah, yes, I do. Okay. I do.
I would never think you were that excited to go.
Oh, but girl, I was. Slap me, I was so excited. So, car show was yesterday, and I was so freaking excited about this. Okay, so we went. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know much about the cars, but it was like several blocks, this one road, but several blocks of it, just old fashioned cars, some new, but mostly old cars that were even like 100 years old, Taylor. 100 years old.
Oh, okay.
Some even older than 100 years old. But I don't know much about cars. All I know is there's a car named Bel Air of some sort, and I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh.
It's called Bel Air or something. I like it a lot. But I noticed that I like them. I don't know much about them. I'd be like, oh, this car's got to be from the 30s or something. And neighbor man's like, no, it's from the 50s. And I was like, oh
shoot.
Then I'm like, oh, this one's got to be from the 80s. And he's like, no, it's from the 60s.
Oh.
And so, again, I don't know nothing about cars, but God, I had so much fun. So I think I want to go to another one. Apparently, there's another one coming up. I don't know where, but it's got 300 of them. This one only had 80. This one, the next one has 300. I want to go.
Well, are you going to like brush up on your knowledge? Like, what's the goal here? You just like to go and look?
Well, are we going to learn something? I don't think my brain's got the capacity to learn all of those cars. I just really liked looking inside people's cars and looking at the thingy-majiggers inside. And I like looking at the outside of it and how apparently they used to look like rockets. I don't really know, but they're very interesting. And I think one day I'd like to own one when I'm rich, but that's way down the line.
And maybe when you stop calling them thingy-majiggers. Never would have thought Destiny would be not only at a car show, but having fun at a car show.
Correction, having the time of my life.
Oh, it's just escalating.
It was almost like Disneyland.
Right now.
Cool your jets is what she's going to say.
I never would have expected it.
It was so much fun.
Sometimes there's things that you enjoy that you never thought you would have gotten into or been interested in. Mm-hmm. And we want to know what that is at 319-200-1029. For me, I'm going to say cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Because, back in high school, I never showed any interest. I would like come home and make a bagel or open a cosmic brownie, and that was the most that I could do. And then in college, I lived off of like Domino's pizza, quesadillas, you know, like the normal. I had no interest
in cooking or baking
or baking or anything for myself, for my friends, nothing. But in the last like year or two, I would say maybe a little over 2 years, I'm so into it. I love trying a new recipe. Like I made crab rangoon pizza this weekend.
You did.
And I've never felt more proud of myself. I don't know what it is. I'm like the most domesticated woman I've ever been, but I really enjoy it.
And how's the baking going?
I did apple crisp last night. I made pizza yesterday and I made apple crisp. If this tells you how into it that I'm getting. And I feel like the bonus is that like everybody around me thinks I have my life together and I totally don't. My boyfriend's parents stopped by last night and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just making apple crisp." Like the most demure housewife.
It's like back in the day kind of housewife, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's gotten into me. I never would have thought this would be me.
I don't even think it's you. Are you okay?
Who am I? Tell me why. Why, oh why, we are getting suggestions on car shows to go to.
Yeah!
Not me. Destiny has found, even though maybe never thought, that she'd be into car shows. And Tam on Facebook is suggesting one to you now because you had so much fun over the weekend.
I did.
It's honestly quite shocking. And that's what we're talking about is...
Tam, I'll be there.
Oh, God. Okay. I probably won't. I'm sorry.
With my dinky little car, not one that I will be showing.
She's still learning.
I won't be showing one, but I'll be looking at
admiring. We are talking about those things that you enjoy that you never thought you would have, and you can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. 2796 texted us.
Yeah.
They said, furniture shopping.
Oh, God. No, yeah. Never.
I don't know. Like, is it fun to look at furniture? Yeah. I had fun when we were couch shopping until it came to, like, your budget? You know, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to sit on the couches. It's fun to...
No. I did not have fun because neighbor man ended up going to the massage chairs and then I lost him. I was like, we're not here for the massage chairs. Oh. We're here for a couch. What are you doing? I lost him for like a good 40 minutes.
Well.
You got to get rid of those massage chairs, respectfully.
It's distracting.
Hide them.
Baby. Also on our Facebook page, Brian said broccoli.
You know what?
I think everybody as a kid, it's the most intense flavor of all time.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm never going to eat that. And then as an adult, you're like, some steamed broccoli sounds amazing. And you're like, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm suddenly old.
Jenny said hockey. You know what? There's that one sport that you were like, as a kid, no thank you. But as you got older, you respect it. Football for me. I still don't really understand it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like to sit down and I think I understand it. Sometimes I sit down and I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, go with the ball. Mm. You got this.
That's a good start. I'm hoping that happens to me with tennis.
Oh, my God.
That feels like such a classy, bougie thing to be interested in. I don't want to play it. No, do not.
But do you want to watch it on Sundays?
Dude, how cool would it be? And then to go to one of those fancy schmancy...
You would not be able to afford a ticket, but okay.
Ouch.
Do you know what they got? You talking about the U.S. Open, honey? Oh, honey, no.
I just want the drink with the melon balls in it. That's what I care about.
You can go to like a Lindmar High School one, but you can't go to the U.S.
You have
Open.
To start somewhere.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Put your phone down or you're going to be single forever.
Are you sure about that?
Well, no, that's not me talking. That's the experts and what they're saying. So I've seen this list going around that actually came from a marriage counselor.
So whoa, there.
These are pretty legit.
Okay.
And
I'll
they
listen.
Posted,
I'll listen.
Thank you.
Most of the time I don't listen to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they posted phone habits that can kill a relationship. So 9 different things that you should not be doing.
I was just playing beer pong with a neighbor man on text messages.
Well,
is that on there?
That is not on the list.
Don't ask why we're playing beer pong. It's game pigeon.
It's the best. I think that's a phone green flag with your partner.
Okay, good.
We're talking about things that are bad. They're going to lead to the end of your relationship, and I guess we'll see if you agree with them. So 1 is not sharing passwords.
Yeah.
You're for that.
Yes. He's known my password forever, dude. It's the, you want to know what it is?
Are you going to tell everybody?
Yeah, 1029. That's my password.
Oh, to like unlock your phone?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's very hackable.
Creative.
I know, right?
Okay,
but I don't know his. Dude, his is like 16 numbers.
That's how my boyfriend's is. And I don't care to ask because like I don't need to memorize it. But if I like want to see your phone, he hands it
he
to
told
me.
You
know what I mean?
He told me one time because it's the same for his iPad. He told me like a couple weeks ago. And I, dude, because it's 16 numbers, I'm not going to remember. It's like
boy thing.
1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8. I'm like, dude, if it was your birthday, that's one thing. Because I got your birthday on lock, but I'm not going to remember 16 different numbers, dude.
No, I don't care that much.
No.
2 is hiding your phone. So like if you're going to take a shower, you're going to like tuck it into a drawer or something.
Yes.
Agree. Red flag.
Also, if your phone's always face down.
Shut up. You're ruining
Sorry, I'm a firm believer about that.
3 is keeping your phone face down on the table.
I'm a firm believer if your phone is face down, you're hiding something.
Probably.
Why do you need it face down?
Well, it's just weird. Like, I do it at work because you never know. Like, I don't, my family group chat is...
Oh, it's because I'm always texting you something bad.
Unruly. I don't know what's coming through. But, like, with your partner, that feels suspicious to me. 4 is turning your phone away from them while you're using it. So, like, doing the little, like, shoulder turn. Like, what are you trying... Unless you're shopping for me. Why do you care?
Yeah, right.
I'm probably not looking anyways because I don't care, but... 5 is quickly closing an app or locking your phone when they walk by. I'd be like, what are you doing? What's that about?
Okay.
6, changing your password without telling them.
Oh, yeah.
Strange. 7, being hot and cold about letting them use the phone.
Yeah.
So one day you can, one day you can't.
Yeah.
8, getting angry or defensive about why your privacy is so important. Why don't you trust me?
Yeah.
Don't you trust me?
No, I like that one.
And then the last one is suddenly being highly protective of your phone. So unless you're like playing at a birthday party or something or shopping on Amazon, then why are you being like, don't touch my phone. You cannot borrow it.
Yeah.
So we agree with this list.
Yes. No, 100%. I'm really shocked she doesn't, or they or whoever it is, I guess. I don't know if this, who the person who wrote this article, why they didn't put how much time they are on their phone on this list.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think these are just like the habits of using the phone. I don't know. I guess you're right.
I just because I noticed that, you know, we went on a date last night to get pizza. We were both on our phones and I was like, whoa, why are we on our phones right now?
But did you put your phone down?
Yes.
Totally believed that.
It's believable, right?
No.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
I have a new.
Sorry. I'm gone for a couple days and she forgets about me completely.
Okay, hold up. You know what? Hold up really quick. You were gone for 2 days and I kept turning on your microphone when I would talk just because out of habit, I would always turn your microphone on. And I'm like, oh, I feel like a dummy. She's not even here. Why am I turning her microphone on? And then you come back
and I'm punished for coming back. I'm No, I think my system needs an update.
Yeah. We could kick off a 3-day weekend with a past and present weekend, right? But that's, fun.
Yeah.
Hello?
I put the wrong microphone on. You moved your microphone. Okay, we are on the radio right now, so obviously we're not...
Hello, world. Is this thing on?
Hello? Are you there? Are we here?
Thanks for that one, Captain Obvious.
God. Do we do radio? Is that what we do?
I don't. What were you going to say? Brian Osborne driving a deep blue silver. Nope. Blip, 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 blip. Forget everything I just said. Brian Osborne. Oh my God. Will you buy me a drink if you hear this? You
chatting with Chat GPT. Weather is brought to you by VillianAuto.com. Bad credit shouldn't keep you from buying a new car. Let VillianAuto.com.
Can you just.
I'm okay. Now I'm glitching.
Weather is brought to you by BillionAuto.com. Bad credit shouldn't keep you from buying a new car. Let BillionAuto.com go to work for you.
I don't know what just happened there. Thank you. This is why you have
back
to have a...
Back to you. This is why until you can't.
That's why you have to have a bestie. Wow, what a make... What? Way to win. Way to make a Monday way better.
Can you tell it's a Monday?
Can you? Lord.
I'm so sorry about my friend. We have under $100.
She says that almost every day.
Yeah, it's what I do. I have to apologize for you.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9. Thanks for listening to those girls in the afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.